Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to talk on Vishnu Sahasranam. You might think that's a little strange in Vrindavan, especially in Kartik. Well, you can think that if you like, but Daladev Vidyabhushan, our Gaurya Vedanta Acharya, Gaurya Vaishnav Acharya, made a full commentary on this Vishnu Sahasranam, and as you will hear on the present name, he is commenting in terms of one of Krishna's most famous pastimes in Vrindavan, and of course Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gave great importance to this. Name 931 is Paryavastita. It's not a very well-known name. There are many well-known names. There are also names which, although not... Well, there are names in Vishnu Sahasranam such as Vishnu, which are very well-known. Keshav, which is very well-known. And there are other names which are not so well-known, but which you can understand the meaning of quite easily. Just like 3 names ago we had Rakshana. So I think you can more or less understand the meaning of that name if you know an Indian language. And just before this we had Jivana, which is also an easy to understand name. And just coming up after this is Anantarupa, which is an easy to understand name. But Paryavastita, maybe if someone's a Sanskrit pandit, they can tell us what it means. Otherwise, it's not such an easy name to understand. If you have to give your child a name, you may want to give a name like Rakshana or Jivana or Anantarupa. But if you gave the name Paryavastita, it might seem odd, unusual. But it's a very sweet name, actually, as we'll understand. Parya means, we can say in Hindi, pass me, just beside. And Vastita gives the idea of being situated. So who's situated or standing beside us is Bhagavan. He's there with us. The first Sri Vaishnava commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam, Parasha Bhatta, has been explaining this series of names in terms of Gajendra Moksha, how Bhagavan delivered Gajendra. And also Daladev Vidyabhushan was explaining the same names in terms of Gajendra Moksha. But now Daladev Vidyabhushan has moved on to explaining the present series of names in terms of the Brahma Vimohana Leela here in Vrindavan, how Brahma was bewildered and tried to bewilder Krishna. Parasha Bhatta gives the meaning, and well, all the commentators, all the Vaishnav commentators give the meaning that, which is, once you understand he's standing there beside us, that means out of his affection, he's there with us. Parasha Bhatta, typical of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, very much emphasizes in his commentary the affection and the affection of the Lord toward his devotees and the protection. So he gives the idea that this name indicates that he came very close, came right up to Gajendra. You might be a little careful if you're coming up to an elephant, especially if an elephant's in a disturbed state of mind. They can be quite dangerous. But Bhagavan came seeing him not as an elephant, but seeing him as a devotee. Prashabhatat quotes some Vishnu Dharma. Pritiman Pundarikaksha Sharanagata Vatsalaha. So that's a very important term. Sharanagata Vatsala. He's very kind and protective to and affectionate toward those who have surrendered to him. Another Sri Vaishnava commentator quoting, this is V.V. Ramanujan, quotes from Tiruvayamoli and says that he's there with his bluish, gem-like bodily luster, very cooling. He comes to his devotees and he's with them in as much as he completely occupies their minds. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that he's... Oh, I was saying about Brahmavimohana Leela. I'm going a little ahead of myself there. No, he's also explained in terms of Gajendra Leela. He quotes also from Vishnu Dharma and says that same thing. He's right there with Gajendra. Vatsalya Bharena Gajendrasya Parita Stitatvad Paryavastita, who's out of being filled with affection for Gajendra. He's right there beside him. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj says that with great concern for his devotee, Krishna is always ready to protect his devotee from harm. And he quotes in this regard from Srimad Bhagavatam, how the Lord is there with his devotee, right with him. And he gives the example of the protection of Parikshit, because we know that Bhagavan moved around the embryo to protect from the Brahmastra. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj quotes from Bhagavatam in this regard. Sriman Dirga Chatur Bahung Tapta Kanchana Kundalam Kshata Jaksham Gada Panim Atmana Sarvato Disham Pari Brahmantam Ulka Bam Brahmayantam Gadang Muhuhu Astra Teja Swagadaya Niharam Ivagopatihi Vidhamantang Sanikarshe Pariyakshata Ka Ityaso. The Lord with his four hands, this is how Parikshit saw him, with four hands, earrings like molten gold, and eyes red with anger. Not at Parikshit, he's angry at Ashwatthama. He had the club in his hand, and he was moving around and around in all directions, around the embryo, whirling the club in his hand, whirling round and round a firebrand, and it appears to be like a moving circle. And in this way, he nullified the effect of the Brahmastra sent by Ashwatthama. Just like the sun is so powerful, it clears away the fog. So the fog seems to be so powerful. Now I think at this season you'll start to get fog in Vrindavan. And even without fog, you have haze, right? There's haze from the building dust and all this kind of thing. So it's very, very powerful. What can you do to move the fog? What will you do? Call the meteorological department. What will they do? Call all the big experts. What can you do? You're saying fire, but the fire doesn't... You can build a fire, but it doesn't disperse the fog. But when the sun rises, Niharam Iva Bhaskara, elsewhere in Bhagavatam, in a famous verse, we have that we have that example, that the sun rises and automatically dispels the fog. So in the same way, the Brahmastra, there's nothing to counteract it. But the Supreme Lord, by his presence, counteracted the Brahmastra. He was whirling around his club and moving around the embryo. So this is a very nice name. We generally think of God in my Christian upbringing. We used to hear about God on high. He's very high. In Hindi, they also say Uparwala. He's up there somewhere. You stay up there, send me down my... I'm praying for this and that. You send to me and you just stay up there and don't bother me. Just give whatever I want. Uparwala. So he is up, he's Uparwala, but he's also right beside us. He's not just above. He likes to be among his devotees, especially in Krishna Leela. He's right there with the devotees. He doesn't climb on a big throne and say, here, all of you, just do what I say, I'm God. But he plays with them, he moves with them as if he's one of them. And to us, the aspiring devotees, he assures again and again in Bhagavad Gita that I am with you, I'm at your side, Paryavastita, Mashuchaha, do not fear. We have to go through so many difficulties in life. Is it not? Everyone can attest to this. However much we try to be free from difficulties, difficulties will be there. So many difficulties in there. But we can take comfort in the fact that we have our very best friend with us. In this regard, we can see in Bhagavatam again and again and again, Krishna's with the devotees. He's helping them. Even if he's not personally present, just like Krishna couldn't come personally, of course he can, but he's enacting his pastimes. He couldn't come personally when Draupadi was being disrobed because he was busy in Dwaraka fighting off Shalva. But he manifested himself as unlimited cloth. So if we have faith in Krishna, he'll manifest himself. Or sometimes we don't have so much faith and he manifests himself and says, oh yes, he is there after all. He's helping us. I think of, in this regard, of Srila Prabhupada going to America on the ship. And of course there were other people on the ship, but not anyone who he could communicate his mission or his ideas. In fact, he couldn't communicate that to practically anyone. Even the devotees, his godbrothers, they couldn't understand what he wanted to do. It was as if he was alone. And he had heart attacks on the boat, but then in his dream he saw Krishna in his various avatars rowing the boat, saying, don't worry, I'm with you. So he's at our side. Antarba hischa tat sarvam vyapya narayanastitaha. He pervades everything, in and out. He's there. He is there whether we accept it or not, but if we open our hearts to him, then we'll become aware that he's with us as our greatest friend. In the Madhva Sampradaya, they're quoting here from Vedanta Sutras, Sarvatra Prasiddhena Deshat. He's everywhere, as stated in the Vedanta Sutras. He's fully everywhere in all directions. again coming to Krishna Lila, how he's everywhere, but he's right here with the devotees in Vrindavan. This refers to Krishna's pastime, which gives the name to this month, Damodar month, Kartik month, is meditated upon. So the meditation that Shukadev, Vyasadev give us is of the Lord who is all-pervading, but he's right there in Vrindavan. Now, chanta na bahir yasya. He has no beginning and no end, no outside and no interior. Na purvam na picha param. Purva parang bahischanta jagato yo jagatschayaha. Tang madvat majam avyaktam martya lingam adhokshajam gopiko lukhale damna babanda prakritang yata. Srila Prabhupada's translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end. No exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, he is all-pervading. This is the most respectful Supreme Lord. Because he is not under the influence of the element of time, for him there is no difference between past, present and future. He exists in his own transcendental form at all times. Being absolute, beyond relativity, he is free from distinctions between cause and effect, although he is the cause and effect of everything. That unmanifested person who is beyond the perception of the senses. You see how he's building up this magnificent Bhagavan, so great, so mighty, avyakta, and impossible for us to grasp or understand. He's everywhere, he's in everything. And he's now appeared as a human child, and Mother Yashoda, considering him her own ordinary child, bound him to the wooden mortar with a rope. So he is everywhere. He is on high. He is the greatest. We don't deny that. But he's right there in Vrindavan and tied up by Mother Yashoda. And generally she always wants him to be by her side, on her lap. But she ties him up and goes away, you see? The devotees, they like to think of Krishna always being with me. But Mother Yashoda, she also wants Krishna to be with her. But on this occasion, she didn't want to be next to Krishna. She wanted to leave him and go on to attend to the milk pot. How about that? She thought that going to the milk pot is more important than looking after Krishna. And Krishna got very angry at that. Why should she go to look after the milk if Krishna's there suckling her breast? Because she thought, this milk is for Krishna. So what do I have to do? To serve Krishna, I have to leave Krishna. So she had him right with him, paryavastita. But she said, okay, you stay over here. And then, of course, he misbehaved and she tied her up. So he is here, he is there, he's with us. Ito nrsimhah parato nrsimho. Yato yato yami tato nrsimhaha. Bahir nrsimhah. Hridaye Nrsimha. He's here. Itaha. He's here, Nrsimha. He's there. Where is he? Where is Nrsimha? Hiranyakashipu asks, where is he? He's here. He's there. He's outside. He's inside. Wherever he goes, he's there. He's there for everyone, but we don't all recognize. He's in the heart of everyone as the super soul. Why? Why? Why should he do that? Of course, we can't question why. He can do whatever he likes. Why does he do that? He is always with the jivas, even though they forget him and they reject him. One thing he does, he helps them in all that they want to do. You want to be a rascal, he'll help you also. Surprisingly, he helps to fulfill the desires. He sees. Upadrashtanu mantacha. He sees us and anumanta. Okay, you want to do that? Okay, do it. All right. Up to you. He's with us wherever we go. Maybe you've seen the hen with the chickens. Maybe you haven't. Because if you live in a modern city, you don't see hen with chickens. Do you know what I'm talking about? Hen with chicks. Some of you may know. Some of you may not. Recently, I just looked at one book in which one devotee was writing about offering food, and he said, offering food to Krishna, he said, it's a whole meditation. It's not just when you cook it, but it's right from the beginning when you purchase the vegetables. Wait a minute. His idea is that it begins with the purchase. Well, what about planting them in the ground, growing the vegetables? That didn't occur to him that you might actually grow the vegetables and then offer them to Krishna. But his idea is it begins with purchasing the vegetables. You see how much we're all victims of this city life. We think that vegetables come from a shop wrapped in plastic. Sarva karana karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. So he manifests the vegetables in plastic bags. Another anecdote in this regard, a little bit off topic. This one in Britain, one young boy, 5 years old, went with his friends to his mother's garden. They have the allotments, the city people, just like in Russia, they have the dacha. You could go outside the city and you work on your little plot of land and you grow some vegetables. So one boy went with his friend where his mother was pulling up carrots. And she pulled up the carrot, and believe it or not, when carrots come out of the ground, they usually have a lot of dirt on them. When you get it from the shop, there's no dirt. They're in a plastic bag, they're all clean. So the friend of the boy looked with disgust at this carrot just coming out of the ground and says, my mother gets carrots from Tesco, all clean and nice. She couldn't imagine that actually even the carrots from Tesco, they actually came out of the ground at some point in time. So we're so removed from natural living. So I was giving the example of the hen with the chicks. If you see the hen with the chicks, the hen and the chicks, they're always together, the little chicks. The hen moves this way and they're all going this way, and then the hen moves this way and the chicks go this way, and then they turn around and they follow it. They're very close together. So in the same way, the Supreme Lord is there with us, very close with us. Especially for the devotees. He's closely there with everyone, but it's almost as if he's not there. Because if we don't recognize, if we don't take any notice of him, to the non-devotees and the atheists, practically to them, he doesn't exist. Of course, he does exist, but as far as in their consciousness, it's if he didn't exist. The idea that God is there is repulsive to them. No, I'm. What's this God? I don't need any God. I can get on with my life as I like. But for those who are in devotion, they know about his love and his affection, and this is what's most famous about him. This is emphasized. how he's mighty, but he's there with us. And again, the example of Gajendra. He was a devotee, but he was in the body of an elephant. Even the elephant expresses devotion. What is Krishna looking for? He's looking for devotion. You can be a big king with so much power, but Krishna doesn't care much for you. But if we have devotion, even in the body of an elephant or a monkey or a vulture, what a despicable animal, despicable bird, a vulture. We don't see vultures much nowadays because they used to eat the dead cows in the fields, but the cows don't die in the fields anymore, they all die in the slaughterhouse. But the vulture is the most despicable bird. It's considered very inauspicious. But even such a creature, Lord Ram, was at his side as he was passing away. He is attracted by devotion. His name is Krishna, he's all attracted. But he himself is attracted by devotion. Shri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Bhakti attracts even Krishna. Gajendra was in the firm grip of the crocodile. It must have been extremely painful. We're in the firm grip of Maya, but we don't even notice. We're inured to it. There's a word in English called inured, which means something's really bad, but you just get used to it, and it's almost as if you don't notice it. And even if we tell people birth, death, old age, and disease, and they say, well, it's natural. But no, it's not natural. Actually, it's not natural. We're in the grip of Maya, but he's with us. I was saying he's especially close to the devotees, of course that's true, but even if we turn away from him, as we have done over uncounted millions of lives, he's patiently waiting for us. He's there at our side. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text 22. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Vedas, like the Mundaka Upanishad, as well as the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, compare the soul and the supersoul to two friendly birds sitting on the same tree. One of the birds, the individual atomic soul, is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird, Krishna, is simply watching his friend. Of these two birds, although they are the same in quality, one is captivated by the fruits of the material tree, while the other is simply witnessing the activities of his friend. Krishna is the witnessing bird, and Arjuna is the eating bird. Although they are friends, one is still the master and the other is the servant. Forgetfulness of this relationship by the atomic soul is the cause of one's changing his position from one tree to another or from one body to another. The jiva soul is struggling very hard on the tree of the material body, but as soon as he agrees to accept the other bird as the supreme spiritual master, as Arjuna agreed to do by voluntary surrender unto Krishna for instruction, the subordinate bird immediately becomes free from all lamentations. Both the Mundaka Upanishad and Shvetashvatara Upanishad confirm this. Samane vriksho purusho nimagno nishaya shochati muhyamanaha jushtang yada pashyat yanyam isham Asya mahimanam iti vita shokaha. Although the two birds are in the same tree, the eating bird is fully engrossed with anxiety and moroseness as the enjoyer of the fruits of the tree. But if in some way or other he turns his face to his friend, who is the Lord, and knows his glories, at once the suffering bird becomes free from all anxieties. Arjuna has now turned his face toward his eternal friend Krishna and is understanding the Bhagavad Gita from him, and thus, hearing from Krishna, he can understand the supreme glories of the Lord and be free from lamentation. Shankaracharya's commentary on this is that Bhagavan pervades everything in the universe and is called thus Paryavastita, which is not such a devotional commentary, but it's Shankaracharya. As I mentioned before, just three names before, we had Rakshana. He's our protector. So he's Paryavastita. He's right there with us to protect us. Then the name just prior to this is Jivana. He sustains our life by being right there, sustaining us. The next name is Ananta Rupa. He takes innumerable forms to be with his devotees in various ways. He relates with his devotees. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindubhi evita. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shantakaram bhajagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishvadharam gaganasadrisham. Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Bidhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhaya Haram Sarvalokaikanatam. Hare Krishna, that's it. So remember, Krishna is always with us. He's right there with us. Meditation on Krishna. Hare Krishna, this talk is finished, and I believe there's another one supposed to be coming up now, Mukunda Datta Prabhu. He's going to give a talk, is that right? Okay, so if there are any questions, comments, protests, speak now. Anyone like to ask any question about this? No, okay. Then we'll finish.